as I often am, I find myself amazed. And as I was beginning to put this message together and thinking about God's love, amazed again at just how marvelous our God is, how kind he is to us. To think so much of his love for us. And in a sense, in a very real sense, love is the heartbeat of heaven. It's that steady beat, that rhythm of the kingdom of God, love upon love upon love, extended to us again and again and again. And though God is almighty and lifted high above us, he stoops down to us, reaches out to us with a great love to draw us into his kingdom so that we can be his sons and his daughters. Knowing our fallen state, still he loves us. And God does this, and he offers love to us all. He offers us salvation through Christ, not just to us, but to all who will call on the name of Christ. And so we read in the scriptures, yet to all who did receive him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We who had no rights now have this right to be called children of God. And John later wrote to the church, speaking of the great love that God had lavished on his people. And he says he's lavished that so that we can be called the children of God. And then he underlines that we have been called the children of God, and that is what we are. He really wants the people he was writing to and us to understand, children of God, lavished with love, that is what we are. Take a moment to allow that truth that we are children of God to touch your heart and soul again. Allow it to minister to you deeply, because this is so important to us in our Christian life, the love of God, which is for each one of us. And that's a wonderful truth for each one of us, but we know that it is not an individual truth. It is a corporate truth. It is a truth for all of us because we are the family of God. We have been made the children of God. And the New Testament speaks of us having been adopted by God into his family. God has done this intentionally and deliberately for us. This is what he wants. This is what he desires, that we should be the children of God. I'm sure we all know the story of the prodigal son really quite well. And it is so amazing that having gone away from the father, having squandered everything, being in such a place of need, he finds this glimmer of hope as he thinks, my father is so good that his servants lack for nothing. Why don't I go back and be a servant? At least there I would be fed. And knowing the goodness of his father drew him to the place where he knew and understood he should go back. And when the story then turns to the father, we find him longing, him waiting, him looking for the son to return. And when the son does return, he's not chastising him, telling him off, sending him away, you've made your bed, now go and sleep in it. But rather, he opens his arms and warmly embraces his son. And he says, let's put a cloak on him. Let's put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Let's go and get the calf we've been saving for a special occasion, because this is it, the special occasion. My son has returned. Let's celebrate his return. This is the extravagant love that God pours on us as our Heavenly Father, as we turn to him. He's not distant. He doesn't turn us away, but rather, like the son of the prodigal father, he opens his arms widely for us and to us. And this adoption, this being part of his family, results in us also being heirs of Christ, which speaks of our status before God. Now, some of you may have experience with adoption. Maybe you yourself were adopted as a child, or perhaps in your family, you adopted a child. When that happens in a family life, the family dynamics begin to change. The family that's adopting the child make room, make space for that child to become a part of their family. Their child begins to adjust and to learn what this new family is like. With the best of intentions, there will always be some issues as the family get to know the child and the child gets to know the family. The great love that the family may have and be showing is going to help that child feel a part of the family. And so it is with us in God's family. It's not simply that we are relating to God, but also that we're now relating to all these brothers and sisters we have within the family of God. And so we begin to figure out, what is our place? How do we fit in? And each one of us is asking those questions, because now we have this wide family, these brothers and sisters in Christ, to begin to relate to. At different times, we have thought of the love, the one another sayings in the Bible, because there's so much that we need to be considering about one another as we relate as a family. But perhaps the most important one another is when Jesus said to his disciples, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And this is what we have been called into, this one another relationship with each other to love. Later, Paul wrote, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge." The key thing in that verse I would like us to consider is that knowing God's love is something we explore together. Together we find out how wide and deep and long and high God's love is. We need to do this together. We cannot discover all of God's love on our own. I began by saying God's love is the heartbeat of heaven. I think it's also to be the heartbeat of our church family. Usually at the start of the year, I can lay out, in a sense, a plan of the things that we are going to be doing. We might say that playgroup and mainly music will be starting up, and we're soon having a barbecue church. This year, I don't feel we're in a situation where I can do that as I've done in past years. Already in 2020, 2021, we have been through so much with COVID. And now we enter a third year of disruption, and it seems Omicron is on our border and leaking through into our lives. Indeed, Melanie's just showing me her phone, which says the whole of New Zealand will be moving into the red setting tonight. So we've been through so much, and still there is so much change around us. And we have so much to thank our frontline workers, the medical staff, the supermarket people, people who have done so much to help us at this time. And in this time of uncertainty, rather than thinking more about what we do as a church, I really wanted us today to think about who we are as a church, that we are God's children, and to think about how we share God's love with each other. And that's the simple thing I want to encourage you to think about today. Even as a nation, we move towards another time of uncertainty, the thing that we have that is certain is God's love for us and how that can flow out into our lives with others. We may not be able to start the new year as we normally do, but we can love each other. And so I want to encourage you to think about that. Is there someone you could call? Is there someone you could write a note to, drop it in their letterbox? We're going to think this week about how we might be able to, in some way, buddy up. Perhaps there are some people who might need some help if they're unwell and just need some groceries delivered, or they need a phone call to encourage them because they're feeling alone. So perhaps those are the sorts of things we could think of as ways to share our love with others in Christ. And let's do that to the glory of God. Amen.